laid out a course. I went over to the northwest corner of the square in Fulton.
Okay, so, all right, so you said, you were the one then, they said, let's take him on in a race, and you were the one who proposed making it a marathon.
Yeah.
So it was up to you. Okay, so yeah, you went over to Fulton.
Went over to Fulton, and it wasn't an officially measured course, but we used a car speedometer, and I drove back all the way to Columbia till I got to 26 miles, and incidentally, that's 26 miles, 385 yards, right. not two tenths.
I'm sorry, that's right. You're right. It's 385.
Just for the
it?
Bumper stickers, it's the 26.2. Yeah.
Now, well, to digress a little bit, do you know why the 385 yards?
I do, because it used to be 26, and then the Queen of England was at the Olympics. Her viewing box at the track, she wouldn't be in line with the finish line, so they moved the finish line so that the finish line would be right in front of the box.
385 yards. They came in the stadium and then they had to go almost around the stadium order to finish.
So the royalty could see the finish right in front of the box.
So it's the Queen's fault when everybody hits the wall that last.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, Queen Victoria, you blame her for everything.
Yeah, you can blame her for a lot. So, yeah.
Anyway, we started it out at what about now would be Worley. And Stadium Boulevard.
Okay, so you start roughly what would that be? And what was that like at the time? What kind of a road was it at the time?
I was going to say it was a field.
It wasn't. There was a road out there.
Worley and Stadium, okay.
Yeah. There was a highway department garage there, you know, where they take care of the roads in the wintertime.
Yeah.
There's a Hardee's there now.
Well, that's on down a little ways. Yeah.
That's right. There's a Hardee's right there.
Okay. Yeah, then it wasn't Worley. It would be Bernadette.
Okay. Up the way. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Right about where Wendy's is there.
On the other side. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then we went down to Broadway, and then we turned left on Broadway, and we went straight to the corner of the square in Fulton. That was the
man.
Oh, my goodness.
And so
those are some snake paths through there. That road that heads to Fulton that direction is a snake path.
Well, we decided to try that, and we decided Labor Day would be a good thing because there's a lot of labor involved there. And
well, that was my next question. Not only that, but you decided Labor Day. I mean, I realize it had to be in the summer because the boxers were looking for something to do, but the heat. And what time did you start that day? Do you remember?
We started early morning.
Yeah,
you know, like we always have.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had five people show up.
Yeah.
I had two weightlifters, a race walker, and the two distance runners.
Mm-hmm.
There was not a boxer in sight. And there never was one.
Really?
So the first weightlifter, the first weightlifter packed it in when he got to Broadway. The second weightlifter packed it in when he got to 63 Highway. That's not a bad run.
That's an okay run, but I mean it's still fairly far short of the finish line.
I was
going to
say you're still not there at Fulton.
How about
yet?
The runners?
The runners, they were out in front, of course. They finished. The race walker.
Yeah.
I had him out about 18 miles. And then I went to the finish line because the runners were about ready to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back out, the race walker was gone.
Just
I looked all over for him. He wasn't on the road anywhere.
Was he still out there, Bill?
No,
we found him later. Okay, he'd got tired, so he hitchhiked the road ride back to Columbia.
All right, good. I just didn't want to. So it actually, even though it started as a wager between boxers, it ended up actually being weightlifters who were on the start line anyway.
Right, yeah.
So what does that say about the boxers at the time, though?
They're the smartest ones in the group.
Not as much of a meathead as you thought.
Exactly, Renee. I think that's a lot of what it says of the boxers. Now, how many more years then, Bill, did you go from Columbia to Fulton? And who was in? Did you do
it
anymore?
Yeah, and why did you do the second year? I mean, after the first year, why did you go ahead and do it again?
Well, it was... It actually had begun to catch on. That's the fourth oldest marathon at the regular marathon distance in the United States. Boston, the Yonkers Marathon, and the one out in Culver City, California.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that Pikes Peak is older, but it's not a...
It's not a strict marathon,
not a strict
is it?
Marathon. Right. It's only 18 miles. I think, yeah. 9 miles up Pikes Peak and nine miles back down.
Yeah, it's only 9 miles straight up.
Yeah. That's
but anyway,
another thing.
We ran they should the, count double.
We ran it the second year over there.
Yeah.
And...
do you remember how many showed up second year?
Yeah, we had... there were, it seems to me like we had about a dozen.
Really?
They doubled.
Yeah,
and then
a guy
some.
Named Bill Silverberg won it, and he went ahead to run for the University of Kansas. He was a pretty good runner. He won it 2 years in a row.
Now, the first year, was it Joe Schrader who won it?
Joe Schrader won.
He's
Joe
still
Schrader
in town, right? I'm led to believe. He's still around in town.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's in town here. Yeah. He was for years, was the head of the track and MU Track and Field Officials Association. He's still deeply involved.
That's Bill Clark. He's the man responsible for starting, as you've heard, how it started, the Heart of America Marathon. When we come back, we'll find out when and why the course changed and what other hardy souls have been down the course over the years. We're doing that with Bill Clark. It's the morning meeting on News Talk 1400 KFRU.